Today's episode is about being fruitful and multiplying. So, it don't seem like it's important, but not only did God intend for us to be fruitful and multiply, as physical beings, He also meant for us to be fruitful and multiply as spiritual beings. So, we'll jump right into it. Genesis 1 and 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Be fruitful and multiply. Now, He was talking about in the physical, and that, and within those parameters of that text, He was talking about the physical. Now let's get into something else. Now, I'm going to bring up what Jesus said. Matthew 7, 15 through 20. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by the fruits you will know them. God, our Father, our Heavenly Father, intended for us to be fruitful in everything. We are to be fruitful, not fruitless. Not seedless, with our tithes and offerings. That's sowing the seed. That's being fruitful. As a human being, be fruitful and multiply. That's being fruitful. Christians are to spread the word of God, help and snatch others from the fire. As mentioned in Jude 1, 23, that is producing good seed. That is multiplying, which also refers back to Genesis 1 and 28. Be fruitful and multiply. God is so good. He spoke one sentence that has more meaning than any song your favorite artist has sung or rapped. Be fruitful and multiply. And He doesn't like it if anything isn't fruitful. I will prove it to you. Mark 11, 12 through 25. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, He went to find out if any fruit. He went to find out if it had any fruit. When He reached it, He found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Remember, it was not the season for figs. I'm saying that for a reason. He went to the tree, Jesus, knowing all. He went to the tree, but it was not the season for figs to have grown. So then He said to the tree, may no one ever eat from you again. And His disciples heard Him say it. Let's pause right there. Jesus knew it wasn't the season for these figs to be on this tree. He knows all and He sees all, but He did not care, because our Father said, be fruitful. He said what He said. And even as a young child lost by his parents, Jesus said in Luke 2, 49, and He said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? So yes, He cursed it because it was not being fruitful. You don't have an off season to obey God. You don't get to decide when you will obey God. You don't get to choose when you will obey God. Tomorrow isn't promised. Your next breath isn't promised. Your next meal isn't promised. Now let's get back into the scripture. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving those out, buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of money changers and the benches of those selling doves. and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. As he taught them, he said, "It is written, my house will not be called a house of prayer for all nations. It is written, my house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, but they feared him because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went out alone and saw a fig tree withered from the roots, Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." Let's pause right there again. It is always amazing to me when I am reading and studying the scriptures how much disbelief came from the disciples. They were literally with Christ every single day. Yet, they were always astonished and amazed at the things he did. You are walking with God, and he curses a tree. He made the tree. He brought the tree in this world. If you want to take it out, he will take it out. Everything has to obey him. Whatever he says happens. Why are you so shocked? You have witnessed this man. Well, not man. You have witnessed this God, the one true God, the living God, Abba, Elohim, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh. You have witnessed him walk on water. You have witnessed him raise the dead. And you are surprised he killed the tree. You surprised he killed the piece of wood. You witnessed him raise the dead, and you surprised he killed a piece of wood. Okay, let's get back into the scripture. "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive your sins." That's a message right there by itself. But let's get back to my message, which is be fruitful and multiply. You multiply by spreading the gospel. We multiply by telling others about Jesus. What did Jesus say to his disciples? Mark 16 and 15. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation." All. That is everybody. That means atheists, believers, non-believers. That means everyone. The lost, the people who are not lost, everyone, black, white, brown, everyone, preach the gospel to all creation. Be fruitful and multiply. That is the entire goal of this podcast, is that I reach someone who hears the gospel and they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. That is the only reason why I do this. It is the only reason why I write. It is the only reason why I do anything. It is the only reason why you know my name, because I am following basic instructions before leaving earth. B-I-B-L-E, the Bible. Be fruitful and multiply. What does Genesis 1, let's go back to that. "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." The first book he told you to be fruitful and multiply in the physical. And then he later came back as the word manifested into flesh, because it says in the beginning the word was with God and the word was God. Christ is the word. And he later said again, "You will know a man by the fruits." The fruits. He cursed a fig tree when it was out of season for the figs. That means that's out of season. Fig tree, like, I didn't even know I was supposed to be doing figs right now, my Lord. But you did, because God said, be fruitful. That applies to everything. Be fruitful and multiply. The more we are fruitful, the more we multiply, the more we become like our Creator. You ever meet somebody who's just completely filled with the Holy Spirit and they can't talk, they cannot stop talking about Jesus? And that's how I've been feeling, because you can't help but telling someone about the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is helping. That is helping multiply for the kingdom. Because the more you grow in Christ, the more Christ grows in you. I am stretching to you. It is the reason why I even do this. Pick up the Bible. Read it. Grow in the Word. Feed your spirit. Grow in Christ. Most importantly, God, the Holy Spirit told me a seed can't grow unless it's been watered. I'm trying to plant a seed, and whoever hears this. And you know what? John 7, 37 through 39. On the last day to climb into the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from this heart, will flow from his heart." He is the living water. Let him grow in him and allow him. Surrender to him so he waters that seed within you, so that you become fruitful. Jesus is the living water. Study the word and water that seed within you, so that you may be known by your fruits. Because the closer you get to Jesus, the more you grow in Jesus, you will produce more, you will do more, you will multiply more, because you will be like him who you are growing in, a reflection of him, thus fulfilling why you were even created in the first place, why we were all created. We were all created to be fruitful and multiply. We were all created to be a reflection of our Heavenly Father. Because that's what it boils down to. If God looks at you and he don't see a reflection of himself, you are not entering the gates. We have to be fruitful and multiply. Now, that's all I got for you right now. I know you think, whoa, that was real quick. But what I said in this little amount of time is so important. And if you don't get it, there's nothing else I can say to you right now. But for those who do get it, and I know it's some that get it. I know it's some that get it. Maybe you can explain to others, reach out, multiply. If you don't understand it from me, maybe they understand it from someone. Maybe you can understand it from someone else. You know, everybody is not meant to teach everybody. But we are all supposed to do our part. Now, if you're listening and you want to give your life to Christ, you can simply say this prayer: Our Father, which art in heaven, let hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our sins as we have forgiven those who sinned against us. And please, Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, if you said that prayer, please find a good Bible-based church. Get in it. Stay in it. Pick up the Bible. Study the Word. Don't start with Genesis. Start in the New Testament. Start with the genealogy of Christ. Start with Matthew. If you start with Genesis, it's going to confuse you. So start with Matthew. Start learning about Jesus first. Once you do that, then start with go back to Genesis and start learning the old. But that, pick up the Bible, learn it, study it, study Christ, study the one who allowed them to put him on a tree and crucify him. He lays his life down for us. Study him. Invite him into your life. By you surrendering and saying that prayer, you just invited him into your life. You invited him. You acknowledge that he is the one true Lord and Savior. Study him. But we also must not forsake gathering. So find a good Bible-based church. Get in it and stay in it. Until next time.